content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And on the show this week, we're going to start off with PNC Arena. Of course, obviously, the hockey playoffs going on there now. But the entertainment side, Wednesday, May 10th, Lizzo, the special tour. Friday, May 12th, it's Stevie Nicks. Sunday, June 11th, Ricardo Arjona. Friday, July 14th, WWE SmackDown. Tuesday, August 1st, it's Sam Smith with Gloria, the tour. Sunday, August 27th, Pepe Aguilar. Monday, September 11th, Lil Baby, it's Only Us tour. And Wednesday, October 18th, Shania Twain, Queen of Me tour. A reminder, the 2023 IBMA World of Bluegrass is set for September 26th through the 30th in downtown Raleigh. While that's still a few months off, organizers have released the initial list of performers at Red Hat Amphitheater for IBMA Bluegrass Live. The lineup includes the Del McCoury Band, the Poe Ramblin' Boys featuring Bobby Osborne, Kruger Brothers play Doc Watson, Jack Blunt, Kaya Cater and Trey Wellington, and A.J. Lee and Blue Summit. Additional main stage acts will be announced as the weeks tick off toward IBMA World of Bluegrass. As in past years, events during the IBMA World of Bluegrass will take place at the Raleigh Convention Center, the Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts, Red Hat Amphitheater, and at various venues around Raleigh. Again, mark your calendar, IBMA's World of Bluegrass, September 26th through the 30th. All right, Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts, of course, formerly known as Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Performances are at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Thursday through Saturday, May 4th through the 6th, Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back in concert. This, of course, from the North Carolina Symphony. The trilogy continues. Don't miss one of the most popular films of all time, shown on the big screen, as your North Carolina Symphony performs John Williams' legendary score live. And that's at May Mandy Concert Hall. Performances Thursday at 7:30 and 8 o'clock on Friday and Saturday. Saturday, May 6, Music in Motion with excerpts from La Badere Campanaria Ballet School. I know I probably didn't get that exactly correctly. Fletcher Opera Theater, two performances, one at 1 o'clock, the other is at 6. Sunday, May 7, Kevin James, the Irregardless Tour. Comedian and Emmy-nominated actor, Kevin is known for the sitcom The King of Queens. He began his career in stand-up after being discovered at the 1996 Montreal Comedy Festival. He signed a network development deal to create his own sitcom. The King of Queens ran for 9 seasons on CBS. His performance is at Memorial Auditorium, starts at 7 o'clock. Friday, May 12th, Royal Comedy 2023. The tour features some more, Bruce, Lavelle Crawford, and Special K. That's at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, May 12th and 13th, Mailer Symphony No. 1 from the North Carolina Symphony. Epic, heroic, and monumental, the symphony takes you on an extraordinary musical journey. In Mailer's thunderous and blazingly theatrical Symphony No. 1, Titan, Zadmay Mandy Concert Hall. Saturday, May 13th, Pan American Symphony Orchestra, Tango of the Americas. Orchestra promises to bring audiences a spectacular show of music that was born in the cultural melting pot of Buenos Aires, music that is a blend of poetry and music, drawing inspiration from the eternal themes of solitude, love, time passing, and celebration. It's at Fletcher Opera Theater. Thursday through Sunday, May 18th through the 21st, Sleeping Beauty. This from Carolina Ballet. A favorite story ballet where the forces of good triumph over evil. Of course, based on the work of the Brothers Grimm, the world premiere was choreographed in 1890. Ballet master of the Imperial Ballet, who wrote detailed instructions as to the musical requirements. This event is at Memorial Auditorium. Performances at 7:30 on Thursday and Friday, 2 and 7:30 on Saturday, and then Sunday at 2 o'clock matinee. Sunday, May 21st, Triangle Youth Music, 2023 Spring Orchestra Concerts, two performances, 2 and 5. Wednesday, May 31st, the North Carolina Heritage Awards from Pinecone. This special evening honors traditional artists who represent North Carolina's folk arts traditions. Heritage Awards recipients include masters of such traditions as string band, gospel, balladry, and blues music, master storytellers, and experts in craft traditions that include pottery, basketry, blacksmithing, weaving, boat building, and carving. This show is produced in partnership with the North Carolina Arts Council. It's at Fletcher Opera Theater, 7:30. Tuesday, June 6th, Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers. Hornsby first rose to national prominence with The Way It Is, his 1986 Grammy-winning debut album with The Range. The title track became the most played song on American radio in 1987. It's at Mamandi Concert Hall, 7:30 start time. Wednesday, June 7th, Les Claypool's Fearless Flying Frog Brigade. This is the Summer of Green Tour 2023 with special guests Jerry Harrison and Adrian Belew. It's one of the most unlikely success stories in the entertainment history. His trademark voice, thumping bass lines, and unique world view have become the calling cards for a number of wildly successful and influential albums in the last two decades, including the seminal alt-rock band Primus. This is at Memorial Auditorium, 7:30. Thursday, June 8th. Judy Collins with special guest Ari Hest. In her 50-plus years in music, Judy Collins has always exhibited impeccable taste in songcraft. On her landmark 1967 album, Wildflowers, she curated a stunning collection featuring originals alongside songs by not-yet household names, such as maybe Joni Mitchell and Leonard Cohen. Not known at that time. Fletcher Opera Theater, 7:30. Saturday, June 10th, Her Lies, His Secrets. Witness the journey of a married couple as they stand at the crossroads in their marriage. Their marriage is being attacked from both sides, by voids between a husband and wife. Outsiders from Mr. and Mrs. Pierre's lives will unravel the secrets of their harsh reality, and their truths can no longer hide them. That's at Memorial Auditorium. That's the lineup for the next few weeks. Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts. All right, checking on Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. Most programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Start off with Friday, May 5th, it's Ryan Hamilton. Ryan's one-hour Netflix stand-up special, Happy Face, has been reviewed as the special you can't watch enough times. This has been followed by a wealth of television appearances and a nonstop headlining tour. Armed with the unique perspective of growing up in rural Idaho to become a favorite in the New York stand-up comedy scene, he's one of a kind. Monday, May 8th, it's Morgan Wade, Crossing State Lines Acoustic Tour. A Blue Ridge Mountain girl willing to put her whole truth out there as an artist without flinching, and as a performer who gives it all away on stage. Morgan has a voice the fader lauds as like a jagged blade, sharp enough to draw blood, but lustrous under the light. While the New York Times declares she sounds like she's singing from the depths of history. Tuesday, May 9th at Carolina Theater, Keb Mo, written partially in his adopted hometown of Nashville and partially in the Compton house he grew up in, Keb Mo's captivating new album, Good to Be, is a celebration of roots and resilience, of growth and gratitude, of hope and memory. The songs here manage to tie two cities together, drawing on country, soul, and blues. Thursday, May 11th, the World Ballet Series featuring Cinderella, an enchanting story for all ages with a wonderful dose of humor, majesty of classical ballet, and the promise of happily ever after. A part of the World Ballet Series, Cinderella is performed live by a multinational cast of 40 professional ballet dancers gathered to bring the most celebrated fairy tale to life. That's at 7 o'clock, Thursday, May 11th. Friday, May 12th, Leonid and Friends, a tribute to the music of Chicago. In just 3 short years, Leonid and Friends have blown the minds of legions of fans with their uncanny ability to capture the spirit, musicality, and fire of American supergroup Chicago. Saturday, May 13th, Catch the Bluegrass Bug with Slippery Hill Bluegrass. Tapping feet, clapping hands, call response, and sing-along songs all add to the fancy flat picking and singing of this dynamic duo performing bluegrass, blues, and North Carolina folk music as only a father and son duo can. Together, Slippery Hill invites you to join them on a journey through the multicultural sounds and instruments from around the world that make up the beautiful tapestry that is North Carolina folk music. That show starts at 11 a.m. Later that day, again, Saturday, May 13th, Board Teachers Comedy Tour. The biggest entertainment platform for teachers in the world, Board Teachers, presents its first-ever comedy tour with the funniest teacher comedians from the BT videos and beyond. That's a 7 o'clock show. Sunday, May 14th, Trumpets and Grieg, the Chamber Orchestra, the Triangle performance is at 3 o'clock. Tuesday, May 16th, Josh Ritter and the Royal City Band, one of today's most thoughtful and prolific voices. Ritter has released 10 studio albums, including 2019's widely acclaimed Fever Breaks, of which NPR Music praised. He remains a hydrant of ideas while embodying an endless capacity for empathy and indignation, often within a single song. Wednesday, May 17th, Crowded House, Dreamers Are Waiting, North American Tour. Crowded House is a long-standing and much-loved vehicle for the songwriting talents of Neil Finn. The band's first incarnation lasted a decade with 4 studio albums and enjoyed much success worldwide. That's Wednesday, May 17th, Crowded House. And then Saturday, May 20th, Enchanted Stories join the Durham Ballet Theater's return to the stage with Enchanted Stories, Act One includes one piece from each of four full-length story ballets, Cinderella, Aladdin, The Little Mermaid, and Peter Pan. Act Two will be selected pieces from both classical ballet and contemporary repertoire, and features four professional dancers at the top of their form. There are two performances, one at 3 o'clock, the other is at 6. And Sunday, May 21st at Carolina Theater, Spyro Gyra. Okay, Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC, most shows there start at 8 o'clock unless noted. Wednesday, May 3rd through Sunday, May 14th, it's Moulin Rouge, the musical. Enter a world of splendor and romance, of eye-popping excess, of glitz, grandeur, and glory. A world where bohemians and aristocrats rub elbows and revel in electrifying enchantment. Thursday, May 18th, Triangle Rising Stars, a celebration of the many achievements made by the high school musical productions of over 30 schools and their students, recognizing excellence in over 10 awards categories, highlighting both the performance and technical aspects of theater. The show starts at 7:30. It is hosted by Clay Aiken. Friday, May 19th, get the let out from the bombastic and epic to the folky and mystical. Get the let out has captured the essence of the recorded music of Led Zeppelin and brought it to the concert stage. Saturday, May 20th, John Mellencamp, live and in-person tour. He's a member of the Rock and Roll and Songwriter Halls of Fame, a recipient of the John Steinbeck Award, ASCAP Foundation's Champion Award, the Woody Guthrie Award, the Americana Music Association's Lifetime Achievement Award, and most recently, the Founders Award, the top honor assigned by the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers. Tuesday, May 23rd at DPAC, the Beach Boys. Since the band's co-founder, lead singer, and chief lyricist Mike Love penned the lyrics to the Beach Boys' first hit, Surfin', it was way back in 1961, dozens of the band's chart toppers have become eternal anthems of American youth. 6 decades of hits and more than 100 million records sold. The Beach Boys show starts at 7:30. Tuesday through Sunday, May 30th through June 4th, it's 1776, the musical. This Tony Award-winning best musical is tuneful, witty, and constantly surprising, especially in this revolutionary new production with a cast that reflects multiple representations of race, gender, and ethnicity. You may never think about our country, who we are, and why the same way again. Performances at various times, Tuesday through Sunday, May 30th through June 4th. Tuesday and Wednesday, June 6th and 7th, Bluey's Big Play. When Dad feels like a little bit of Sunday afternoon time out, Bluey and Bingo have other plans. Join them as they pull out all of the games and cleverness at their disposal to get Dad off that beanbag. Show starts at 6 o'clock. Thursday, June 6th, is the Indigo Girls with full band. That's at 7:30. Friday, June 9th, Shane Gillis live. Two performances, 7 and 9:30. Wednesday, June 14th, Styx, 7:30 show. Thursday, June 15th, an evening with Larry the Cable Guy. How about that? Okay, just a reminder, some of the Broadway shows coming to DPAC in its 23-24 season. October 10th through the 22nd, it's MJ the Musical. November 7th through the 12th, Funny Girl. January 2nd through the 7th, Girl from the North Country. February 27th through March 3rd, Peter Pan. March 19th through the 24th, Doubtfire. May 15th through June 9th, Disney's The Lion King. And then the last show of the 2023-24 season, July 30th through August 4th, Mamma Mia. Okay, that's of 2024. Arts Access, North Carolina's only nonprofit organization dedicated solely to making the arts accessible to children and adults with disabilities. Arts Access North Carolina employs a roster of contract audio describers who describe live theater, visual art, and dance performances for patrons who are blind or have low vision. The following is a listing of events currently available for audio description. Okay, Saturday, May 6th, It's the Cake. That's at Triad Stage at the Pearl Theater in Greensboro. Sunday, May 14th, My Wonderful Birthday Suit at Raleigh Little Theater, the 5:30 performance. Saturday and Sunday, May 20th and 21st, Frozen. That's at the Stephen Tanger Center in Greensboro. Saturday's show is at 2, and Sunday's performance is at 1 p.m. Sunday, June 11th, Hands on a Hard Body, that from Raleigh Little Theater, 3 o'clock performance. And Saturday, July 29th, currently, Mary Poppins, the Broadway musical from North Carolina Theater, Memorial Auditorium, and the performance is at 2 o'clock. Saturday, July 29th, Mary Poppins. That's the schedule as we have it now for Arts Access. If you like going to the North Carolina Museum of Art, their Sights and Sounds concert series is back on Sundays at 2 o'clock. May 14th, Grammy Award-winning Mark O'Connor Duo. May 21st, the MERS Piano Trio. June 11th, Duke University's Chompy Quartet. Also at the Museum of Art, Jazz at the Museum of Art. That's on Thursdays at 7 p.m. June 1st, Kirk Whalum and Shantae Moore. June 8th, Layla Hathaway and P.J. Morton. June 22nd, Robert Glasper and Samara Joy at 7. June 29th, Sheila E. and Eddie Palmieri, Latin Jazz Band. July 13th, An Evening with Kenny G. July 20th, Take 6 and Chrisette Michelle. Other events at the Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road, Friday, May 19th, the Wood Brothers with Shovels and Rope. That's 7:30. Tuesday, June 13th, Jacob Collier with special guest Lawrence to Jesse World Tour Summer 23. Friday, June 16th, Juneteenth Joy 2023. A celebration of freedom and gospel music at 7 o'clock. Friday, June 24th, North Carolina Museum of Art Groove, the Joy of Soul, Reggae, and Dancehall. That's from 3 to 7:30. And Friday, July 21st, Nickel Creek with special guest Aoife O'Donovan. That show starts at 8 o'clock. And looking at some of the festivals around North Carolina in the month of May, the 2nd through the 6th, the North Carolina Strawberry Festival at Chadburn. May 4th through the 7th, Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival in Chatham County. Also the 4th through the 7th, Jiggy with the Piggy Fest in Kannapolis. May 5th and 6th, Barbecue Festival on the Noose in Kinston. 6th and 7th, Strawberry Jammin' in Sanford. The 5th through the 7th of May, Kernersville Spring Folly Festival. May 6th, Fest in the West, Cary at USA Baseball Training Complex. The Smithfield Ham and Yam Festival is May 6th. Also on May 6th, Apex P Peak Fest. The 12th and 13th, Nashville Blooming Festival. 12th through the 14th, Mayfest at Pilot Mountain. Also on the 12th through the 14th, Carolina Indie Fest at Sanford. May 13th, Carthage Buggy Festival. Also May 13th, Race City Festival in Mooresville. May 19 and 20, Beaufort Music Festival. That's always a lot of fun. May 19th through the 21st, Got to Be NC Festival. That's at the state fairgrounds, some call a mini state fair. Also, May 19th through the 21st, the North Carolina Potato Festival in Elizabeth City. May 20th, Durham Blues and Brews Festival at Durham Central Park. May 20th, 36th Annual Carolina Blues Festival in Greensboro. Let me see. May 20th and 21st, Artsplosure in downtown Raleigh. And then we've got the May 27th and 28th, First Fruits Farm Memorial Balloon Festival. And that is in Lewisburg. A look at May's North Carolina festivals. Also coming up, Beach Mountain's Wizard of Oz theme park is getting ready for all things Yellow Brick Road. Come September, you can travel over the rainbow to visit one of the world's largest wonderful Wizard of Oz events at the Land of Oz. Fans can meet their favorite characters and experience live performances during the adventure. The festival will also include arts and crafts, memorabilia, and food vendors. The Wizard of Oz theme park at Beach Mountain will reopen for 3 weekends in September, the 8th through the 10th, the 15th through the 17th, and the 22nd through the 24th. Just those 3 weekends in September. Tickets go on sale in June. You can find out a whole lot more information at the Wizard of Oz theme park at their website, landofoznc.com. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is also available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, give us a call at 919-832-5138. 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.